It sounds almost kind of musical.
Yeah.
No. That's a lot of yes.
That's a lot of yeah. Watch out, Taylor Swift.
Pretty funky. Big Rich.
Indeed. Aloha.
That is our Hawaiian intro music.
And I love it.
Yep. Made by a listener. Thank you, Chi Island.
Thank you.
Yeah. Ukulele.
It's lovely. I've never been to Hawaii.
I went once.
Did you? Yes, I remember that.
Yep.
Yes.
I met my family there, my dad and my brothers, and we rented a house.
Ooh, perfect.
And we shopped at Costco.
So American.
Yeah, well, we did. It's so expensive.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. Yeah.
So expensive. Yeah. Like going to a restaurant, it's like 5 times more expensive than here in Japan.
Wow, that's not worth it.
Yeah, like a hamburger, if you get a beer, and a mountain of French fries.
Right.
Because that's the only size.
I love America.
There's no large, there's no medium, there's no small.
It's this mountain.
There's only a huge mountain of French fries. Yeah, it's like, you know, $40 American or
that's
something.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like 5,000 yen.
I can't believe it.
Crazy!
Yeah, right.
Anyway, you know, everyone says about Hawaii, oh, it's so amazing. It's perfect. It's paradise. And you think, Yeah, whatever. I've been to Thailand.
Right.
I've been to tropical places.
Okinawa, whatever.
Yeah. So you think, can't be that much better.
Is it that, I'm not sure where you're going. Is it that good or not good? I can't read you.
Yeah. It actually is really, really nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, like nature-wise?
It's just as good as everyone says. It really,
really
is.
Really?
It's just perfect.
Right.
Like, the weather is just perfect. It's so beautiful.
Right.
It's really, really nice.
Yeah. I'm jealous you did that helicopter tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The helicopter tour was one of the highlights of the trip. We flew all around the island.
Right. Just the mountains look amazing.
Yeah. And I felt like, this is really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because the helicopter flies quite low.
And you don't know who your pilot is.
Right. But everyone said, oh, no, it's safe, it's safe.
Right.
And then a couple months after I went there.
Was there a crash?
Helicopter crash.
Oh, Jesus.
Everyone died.
Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm glad I did that once.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have some cool videos. That's enough.
That's how I feel about bungee jumping and like hang gliding and, you know, parachuting. I'm like, I don't want to do it.
Extreme sport.
Yeah. Like when I was younger, I was like, yeah, I really want to do it. But now I'm like, no, no.
Just seems like an unnecessary risk. No extreme sports anymore.
No, no. I just want to not die.
Just relax and live.
Yeah.
Well, Rich, you've been doing a great job.
Thank you.
But
uh-oh.
I have to warn you.
Uh-oh.
To be a podcaster.
Ooh, I'm nervous here.
You have to have thick skin.
Oh, I've got pretty thick skin, I think.
You've got thick skin?
I think so. I mean, thick skin would be taking any sort of criticism not too personally, right, not getting right. hurt.
You don't know. Get upset. You don't take things personally.
Yeah. Or seriously, really. You know, right. I can laugh at myself 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've got thick skin.
Oh, although I'm going to ask you, where are the tissues just in case?
Oh, you you might start crying.
I might start crying, Gabe.
I've got thick skin, but very watery,
watery
eyes.
Watery eyes, yes. It's just the part around my eyes. It's not too thick, you know?
You know, when you get criticism, it's got to be like water off a duck's back.
There you go. Just washes away.
Yep.
Washes away.
It doesn't stick to you. It just flies away.
Back into the pond.
Yep. Anyway.
Anyways.
We have some listeners.
Okay.
Who are your natural enemies?
Uh-oh. But remember, I have thick skin, so I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
You're an American.
I think so, yeah. That's what my mom told me.
We've got some listeners who are from Great Mother Russia.
Uh-oh. Well, you know. Well, I'm down with the Russians. Come on.
And they've launched an attack.
Uh-oh.
An attack on you, America.
Just like me personally or my country?
No, on you personally.
Oh, Jesus. How'd they find me? I've been hiding in Sendai.
No, I'm just joking. We have a few Russian listeners. They're quite funny.
Oh, good. I'm happy that they're listening and happy that they're asking a question.
And I've been posting clips of our episodes on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah. And One of the Russian guys,
okay,
he said, let me read his comment. He said, he said, how many times Big Rich say yes, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah? Yeah, I do say
100,000 times. No, he said 100,000 times.
A thousandth time. Okay. That's very interesting. I reflect on that every time. I feel like I also go, yes. And it really annoys me after the podcast. I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. It takes a while for you to realize your
what you're doing
habit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, he said that. And I replied, just joking, I said, yeah, the goal is to hit 1,000,000 times. You know, water off a duck's back, right?
Yes.
Yes. Indeed.
Indeed.
Someone else said, you say indeed.
I do. I'm sorry.
Everyone has certain speaking habits.
Right.
Anyway, after that, I was editing our last episode, this is a couple weeks ago anyway, and when I was editing it, probably because he said that,
You started noticing.
I was like, holy shit, Big Rich does say yeah.
I know,
a lot.
I do, and I'm very cognizant of it, but I can't stop.
So, here, hold on, put on these headphones.
Okay. Uh-oh, did you make a montage? You made a montage, didn't
you? Listen. Okay. It sounds almost kind of musical.
Yeah.
Right? If you play it a few times.
Yeah.
That's a lot of yeahs.
That's a lot of yeah. Watch out, Taylor Swift covered for you.
Can you guess how long of a conversation we had for you to say that many yeahs? There's like 7 or 8.
It could literally be 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Because if you're talking, I would keep you going by saying, yeah.
It's like a Japanese say, like,
yes. Yeah. See, I just said yes. I hate that.
Oh, it's aizuchi, they call it. Right. Go ahead, put on the headphones.
One more time. All right.
Now I'll play the conversation.
Uh-oh, it's going to be like 20 seconds. Yeah.
So when you're ordering, before you order, look at all the toppings and think about what you want because they don't want to sit there
That's like 11 seconds. Yes. Oh, 11 seconds. Wow. It's a good thing I have thick skin.
That's what I noticed, was that very short segment, because I was trying to cut some of your yas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. It's like 7 or 8 yas in 11 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was like, I collected them and then I played them and I was like, wow.
It's very rhythmic.
Sounds kind of rhythmic.
Yeah.
Go ahead, put on the headphones
again.
I decided to send the yas to our good friend Space Dragon.
Uh-oh. Oh. Yeah.
Pretty funky, eh?
Well, I'm so happy I'm famous now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's your first song.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
My yas have gone viral.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
100,000 times. Come on, Big Rich. Why you say yeah so again?
I'm never saying yeah again.
Well, maybe you will try and unconsciously try to say it less. That's what happens with me. When I find something that I say often,
right?
Then every time I say it, I think, stop saying that.
Yes, you have to see. Yeah, yes. I want to say yeah, yes. And I'm like, what? I don't know. What else should I say? I don't know. Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, it's hard to not say anything.
Right.
When you're having a conversation. Yes. Just sit there and listen. Because your natural instinct is to be like, yeah, yeah.
Commenting.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Showing you're paying attention kind of thing.
Anyway, that wasn't really, criticism.
No.
That was a friendly jab.
It was
Russia.
A friendly jab. Thank you, let's friendly jab, Russia.
From Russia with love. Yeah.
James Bond style.
Yeah, and I'm glad the Russians are listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've sent us a lot of funny stuff in the past.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool song, though.
It was cool.
I'm not sure if Ben used all your different yas. I think he only used a couple.
The groove ones, right?
Yeah.
The groove ones.
Right. Right. You know, it only took him about an hour to send me that back. I was like, hey, this sounds kind of musical. Can you make like a fuck yeah, Big Rich song?
That's pretty amazing. Well, he's very crafty with the technology. So
I think the thing with Space Dragon, with Ben, is he makes tons of songs.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But he doesn't have any words for them.
Right.
So he needs like some...
He's got some basic beats going on.
Yeah, I think he makes beats really quickly and easily.
Right.
But he doesn't really know what to like put.
Right.
So he's got like a
stack.
A stack that he can just add
right.
a little bit of lyrics to.
Yeah.
I think anyway. Who knows? Who knows how his brain works?
He's very musical. When I dog sat his dog last December, he's got like 3 guitars on the wall.
Dog sat his dog. Like babysit, dog sit, house sit,
yes.
Look after his dog.
Yes. Yeah, I was surprised how many guitars he had on his wall. I was like, all right.
I guess some people like to collect things.
Oh, sure, yeah, sure.
I'm not really a collector.
Nah, neither am I really. No.
Have you ever collected anything?
For a girl, yes.
For a girl.
Stuffed animals. Remember all the stuffed animals I used to have on my bed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of them were given to me by a student.
That was when you had a really young girlfriend.
I did have a very young girlfriend.
She still likes stuff.
And she still likes
stuff. She wasn't...
She was
an adult.
You know, my image here. Good thing I have thick skin.
She was an adult, guys.
100%.
100% adult. But yeah, she was really into stuffed animals.
Yeah. And then I ended up having, oh God, at least 10 to 12 stuffed animals on my bed. Most of them were from students who I had just mentioned casually. And then they would go to those UFO catcher things and bring me a stuffed animal.
Was that the only way you could get her in bed?
It was enticing, wasn't it? Yeah.
Look at all the stuffed animals.
Don't you want to touch the stuffed animals?
You put your dick inside of the teddy bear.
It's my strategy. It's my...
You can't touch the teddy bear.
Just stroke it softly. Gotta do what you gotta do. This big bad teddy bear Rich.
All right.
I have to say, I've thrown them all out except for one small one that I bought myself. It's a Minion character. And I...
You bought it for yourself?
Yeah.
Was that like during the breakup? Did you like stab the stuffed animals?
Like a voodoo doll or something?
Were you like a lion just tearing them apart?
No, I think I bought it early on. I think I remember I bought it in San Francisco.
You mean the one stuffed animal that you bought for yourself?
Yes. I think I only bought one for myself.
Why did you buy a stuffed animal for yourself?
I think it was just when the Minion movies were coming out and we had watched them together and our relationship was just blossoming. And
oh, so it was because of her.
Yeah,
for sure. But you didn't buy it for her.
No, this is sounding weirder and weirder as we get deeper into this conversation. No, I bought it for myself, but I mean, I bought it because of her. Yes.
Why didn't you just give it to her?
I'm a strange man, Abe. I'm a strange man.
your dick fit in it perfectly.
It was just too good to be true.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't think she would have wanted it. I think a Minion character was not cute enough for her.
Oh, she wasn't into Minions. She was into like Japanese characters.
No, she had like a life-size Labrador dog stuffed animal.
A life-size?
Yeah, like I'm not joking. It was like more than a meter big.
Really?
Yeah. And I think she was just into cute things or dogs, and a Minion's not very cute girl friendly, I guess.
My wife was like that too. When we first started dating, I remember, you know, she was in her 20s and she had like 100 stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all organized like perfectly in her room.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly how she was. She would organize them on her bed every morning. I mean, mine were just pretty much strewn about.
Yours are just thrown around.
Yeah. I didn't. You know, I
one's mean, in the sink.
Yeah, one's, you know, toilet, you know. I since have thrown them all away except for that Minion one. I think that's the end of my stuffed animal phase.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a grown man.
I'm grown up these days.
No need for stuffed animals.
No need.
Yeah. Anyway, Rich, sorry to bring up those memories of your ex.
Oh, no problem.
You're free now.
Free man, indeed.
No more stuffed animals cluttering up your bedroom.
It's finished. My bed is free. Oh, it sounds creepy.
As a single guy.
Yes.
Do you cook often?
I cook every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Dinner always. breakfast sometimes these days.
Yeah, I don't eat breakfast.
I'm a bit like that the past 2-3 years, but I find on my walk to work, I get hungry and I realize I might have a 3-hour spell from 1 p.m. to 3, 4 p.m. where I won't have a chance to eat. So I'll often just down a sandwich because it makes sense.
Eat something quickly.
Right.
Now you just use the word spell.
Yeah.
A 3-hour spell.
Right. Like a small time period.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah. I've noticed that's a word that you like to use.
Yeah. I do like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You might say, I'll come over for a spell.
Yeah. For a bit.
For a little while.
Yeah.
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 It kind of shows a beginning and an end for me. Like, I'm not going to be a hassle to you. I'll come.
I'll just stay for a spell.
Yeah, like, I'm definitely leaving soon, so.
Not a super long time.
Right.
Just a, you know, a few hours.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Rich, you've bragged about one of your specialty dishes in the past.
Ooh, which one?
You call it my lentil surprise.
Yes, I love this dish. It's quite simple.
What the hell is your lentil surprise? Why is it a surprise?
It's mostly to impress the ladies.
Oh, so this is the dish you make when you have a lady come over for dinner and you want to impress her.
Only because lentils are not so famous here, although you can get them. I get them in canned form.
What are lentils in Japanese?
I think it's renzumame.
Renzumame.
Yeah.
Right.
I think.
Okay.
My dish is very simple, and it's very whatever you want to put in it, but I just put a small can of lentils, a small can of usually chopped tomatoes, and then I'll just add whatever I want for taste and nutrition, meaning an onion.
Is that the surprise?
It's not so surprising.
You're not going to tell us your secret?
Some of my secrets, I like to put a little bit of soy sauce in it. I think it cuts that like kind of sweet tomato taste.
Hmm.
And then I'll put some jalapenos for myself.
Maybe a dash of soy sauce.
Right. And then...
And jalapenos.
Yes, for myself.
Sounds very strange.
It is. Tons of vegetables, onions, broccoli. That's basically it. And then I just kind of simmer it for a long time. That's it.
That's your lentil surprise.
It's not so surprising, but...
Well, is it a stew or a soup?
Kind of, yeah.
Like, or just I eat like it, mush.
I don't cook it long enough for it to become mush, so I can eat it with bread or just eat it by itself or put it on a rice.
And it's vegetarian.
It's very vegetarian, yeah. Ah. Yeah. I'd never put meat in it. I tend to cook a lot of variety of things, so that's just one of my things that I cook.
I ask you because you included it on your list of topics.
Yeah, well, no, I think
my
also,
lentil surprise.
I just think deep.
I was like, okay, you want to talk about your lentil surprise?
Well, deeper, it's just I found that with a few lady friends of mine, they've never seen lentils. They don't know what it is. And it's always fun to cook something new for a person and experience a new thing. And then it becomes a thing, like, oh, we haven't had your lentil surprise in a couple months, you know, kind of thing, right?
So I'm curious as to why you call it a surprise.
I don't know.
Because it surprises people? Like, wow, this is really good.
I think it's just my reaction with at least a couple girls that they just didn't ever eat lentils and they didn't know them, and then
so it was surprising, you know, to them.
And then I've just found that food is a very good way to you know, like have a relationship with the person and try something new. Like my ex-girlfriend, we'd have burrito day. We'd have lentil surprise day.
Okay.
You know, just lots of like food oriented
connecting to through connect. Food.
Yeah. And
especially when you make it yourself.
Yeah. And then also it makes me happy and makes them happy when I cook something mm-hmm. interesting. I'm not just like boiling water and pouring it into a instant ramen kind of thing.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. One day maybe I'll get to try your lentil surprise.
You're going to have to bring me a stuffed animal for that.
With a hole in it?
With a hole in it, yeah.
All right, cool. Wow. Maybe you can share your recipe if anyone's interested to try.
Well,
I'm kind of interested to try it.
It's good. I mean, it's just something that like it could be a side dish or it could be like kind of the main thing with rice. It's both.
And it's vegan and it's vegetarian.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
If you're pretending to be a vegan or a vegetarian.
Right.
For a girl.
Right.
It's something that you can make.
For a girl.
I care about animals
so much. I love animals. Yeah, that's the complete opposite of me, so yeah.
All right, Big Rich, let's wrap her up. Please come to Instagram. Check out our clips. We're posting little clips of the transcripts from Spotify, which is really cool.
Yeah, it
is. You can see the words as you listen, which is really useful for some English learners who can't quite catch everything that we say. They're very, very accurate. And that function is coming to Apple Podcasts soon as well. Come to Instagram, send us a message, leave us a comment, ask a question. Same on X, FBE Teacher Talk. You can also email us directly, fbeteachertalk@gmail.com. And come to my website, 55freebird.com. You can book an online lesson with me. We'll see you next week. Say goodbye, Big Rich.
Bye-bye. It's been my pleasure.